Now, I want you to tell me, who is a rich person? When somebody asks you, who is a rich person? An usher, what would you tell them? How do you know who's a rich person? You know what rich is, right? What do you look for to see this person's rich? Anybody knows? What's the difference between a rich person and a person that's not rich?
A poor man has no money, and a rich man has a lot of money.
That's the answer most people give. The difference is money. A rich man has a lot of money. A poor person doesn't have money. But the Torah says different. Money does not make you rich, and money does not make you poor. You know what makes you rich and poor? Happiness. If you're happy. Money is one thing. Happy is another thing. The Torah says a rich person is happy. A poor person is not happy. Now, I'll tell you a story and you're going to see what that is. There was a big millionaire rich person. He lived in a beautiful big house. He had the best of everything and he had so much money, bags and bags of money, gold and silver and diamonds. But this man was always worried. Oy vey, maybe he's going to come a robber and steal my money. I better put up an alarm. I better put up bars. I better hide my money. I better be careful where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do. Maybe somebody's going to try to take away my money. He's always nervous. And of course, he was so busy thinking about all of his money. Sometimes he couldn't sleep at night. He's afraid of robbers, and he's thinking about his money. And he came home from breakfast. It's time to eat breakfast. And the servant said, oh, I made a nice breakfast for you. Here's fresh bagels and fresh rolls, and here's cream cheese, and here's eggs, and here's French toast, and here's all kinds of delicious danishes, and here's cupcakes, and donuts, and coffee, and tea, and milk, and juice. I mean, what a breakfast. And he sat down. I'll try a little bit of this. Oh, I don't know, it doesn't taste good to me. I'll try a little bit of this. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm hungry or not. Oh, I'll try a little bit of this. Oh, I'm too nervous to eat. Just give me a pill. Give me a pill and some water because my stomach is upset. Maybe it'll feel better. I can't eat anything. Now, this man is rich. Is he happy?
No.
Is he happy with what he has?
No.
No. This is a rich man, but he's not happy with what he has. So he's not really rich. Let's go to Chaim Yankel's house. Chaim Yankel lives in the other end of the town. A little house. Chaim Yankel works hard, but he doesn't have too much money. Chaim Yankel went early to shul, to daven, and he comes home. And his wife is named Gittel. He comes home. Gittel! I'm home from shul. I'm starving. I want to eat something. Is there anything to eat in the house? Gittel says, well, Chaim Yankel, you know we're poor people. We don't have too much to eat. But here's a potato. Here's a cup of tea. And here's a piece of bread. This is what we have to eat. And Chaim Yankel says, ah, machaya, a potato, a piece of bread, and a glass of tea. Oh, machaya, I'm going to go wash. He makes a moitzi on the bread. Ah, oh, this is so good. I'm so hungry. He takes some of the potato. We have any salt? Yeah, we got salt. Oh, machaya, salt. He puts the potato in the salt. He eats it. Ay, this is a delicious potato. And he takes the tea. Ah, we have any sugar? Oh, a little bit of sugar. She puts the sugar in the tea. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, do I feel wonderful. Now I have koyach. And he benches Hashem in Birchas Hamazon and he goes to work. Now, is Chaim Yankel happy? He's very happy. Is he happy with what he has?
Yeah.
So, who is the richer person? Who is better off? The first man who's a big millionaire, but he's not happy? Or Chaim Yankel, who's very, really poor, but whatever he has, he's happy. Who's better off? The poor man. Okay, the poor man is rich, and the rich man is poor.